Mesechtes Menachos Daf Samach Zayin, 14 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Vav Beis, and let us begin with the Akdama. The Gemara previously discussed the sheet of Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah, as at the end of the Mishnah on Daf Samach Vav and Aleph, the Mishnah brought a machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva, and as the Mishnah stated, Vasha Nifta v'nechal l'chol adam v'chay b'chala u'patam in ha'maisa. However, Rabbi Kiva v'chay b'chala u'v'maisois. And while explaining the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara discussed the concept of miruach hegdish pata or miruach. And as we know, that in order for there to be a chiyuv to take off ma'isa midiraisa, there must be a gemar malacha done to the fruits or grain, and one must have performed miruach, which is when they smooth out a pile of grain. And Rabbi Yechon previously explained that even Rabbi Kiva agrees that if hegdish owns tefuah and the ma'isa miruach was done to the tefuah while still owned by hegdish, then if someone is paid this produce from hegdish, he would be potter from ma'isa, since the gemar malacha occurred while hegdish still owned this grain. Rabbi Yechon explained that the only reason why Rabbi Kiva held that the extra flour that was not used for the sarin of the Minchas Omer is still chai b'maisa is because Hegdish never acquired the full 3 or 5 sa of grain, and they only acquired the sarin itself. Therefore, certainly the miruach wasn't performed when the tefuah was owned by Hegdish, and therefore this tefuah is still chai b'maisa. And as our Gemara continues, that Rava makes this point that Amar Rava, and Rava stated that the dinim for the following cases are pasha to me. However, as we will see in Daf Samach Zayin Min Aleph, there will be one shay. Where initially Rava had a suffix as to what the halacha should be, but our Gemara begins with the first din that is pasha to Rava. Rava states this exact din that the miruach hegdish paita va'afilu Rabbi Kiva loy kamechayiv hasam el shalei nidnu mois el tzerichlan av miruach hegdish ba'alma paita. And as Rashi explains, miruach hegdish paita kegoyin hamakdish oimim gedoshim umirachon gizbar p'turim min ha'mais la'olam hidim mefarish l'kamon. And as we will see in Daf Samach Zayim and Aleph, that this is based on the pasuk and pasha's ra'i that states the chatluf ne'ashal malkecha ba mokam ashiyev chalishakin shmei sham master de guncha. And we learn out the guncha v'loy digun hegdish, and since at the time that would become chay b'maisa and at the time of gemar malacha it was owned by hegdish, therefore even after hegdish sells this produce to a regular person and they are paid this produce from hegdish, it would still be patam in a maisa. And Agamar continues that Rava states that not only was this din pasha to me, but miruach chavzichavim tanoi, that it's also pasha to me that if a guy owns produce and the guy does the gemar malacha and he does miruach while he still owns it and then he sells this produce to a Yisrael, then it's also pasha to me that this question is going to be based on the machlekes tanoim. And as Rava continues the tanin, as we learn to the brisa, term mishal Yisrael shal Yisrael mishal evichavim mashal evichavim umishal kutim mashal kutim umishal kol mashal kol divra meir Rabbi Huda. Although we have a cloud that one cannot take off maisa min aptur alachiyav or min achiyav. However, as Rashi points out, that since Rami and Rabbi Yehuda both agree that in kin l'avichavim b'Eretz Yisrael afkiyah miyad ma'isa, and therefore, just by the fact that a guy owns some produce in Eretz Yisrael, is not mafkiyah the produce for nechiv to take off ma'isa. And in addition, Rami and Rabbi Yehuda hold that even if the gemar malacha and the meruach of peiros would actually occur while a guy still owned the peiros, that would also not remove the chiyah of ma'isa, as both Rami and Rabbi Yehuda agree that meruach l'avichavim ain't a paita. That's why Rami and Rabbi Yehuda teach us in this braisa that if a Yisrael owned peiros and he wants to take off truma from the peiros that he initially owned on peiros that he bought from another yid, or if a yid buys peiros from one guy and he wants to use those peiros in order to be misakin the peiros that he bought from another guy, or in a case where he bought peiros from a kuti and he wants to misakin the peiros that was bought from another kuti, then certainly in all those cases his afreshes truma semaisis would be valid. However, Rami and Rabbi Yehuda mechadesh that even if they would take off truma from peiros that initially belonged to Yisrael on peiros that they bought from a guy, or in an opposite scenario where they would want to take off peiros from those peiros that they bought from a guy in order to be misakin peiros that initially belonged to Yisrael, then that would also be valid. And as Rashi states, claim I'm ezer shiyasi yitra malchaveri va'afilu mishal avichavim v'kutiyim al Yisrael and alma meruach avichavim einay paita v'havlu shneim chayavim, and they are all on the same level of chiyav. However, the Brisa continues, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon Amrim, that although term Mishal Yisrael, Al Shil Yisrael, Mishal Evdechavim, Al Shil Kutim, Mishal Kutim, Al Shil Evdechavim, Avoloi Mishal Yisrael, Al Shil Evdechavim, Mishal Kutim, Veloi Mishal Evdechavim, Mishal Kutim, Al Shil Yisrael. And since Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon hold that Meruach Evdechavim is Paita, therefore, although someone could take off Chumas and Maises from the Paris that initially belonged to Yisrael, on Paris that initially belonged to Yisrael, and similarly, one could take off Chumas and Maises from those Paris that initially belonged to a guy and a kuti on those pairs that initially belong to another guy and another kuti, as lemaisa they are all on the same level of chiyuv, as in the case of pairs of Yisrael, both of the chiyuvim to take off chumas and maises are chiyuv deraisa, and in the case that these pairs initially belong to a guy and a kuti, and the meruach and gemar malacha was already done at a time that the guy or kuti still owned the pairs. So although these pairs are not going to be mechuyuv in chumas and maises midraisa, but they're both still on the same level, as it's still a chiyuv to take off chumas and maises midrabbanon. However, Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon hold that one cannot take off chumas and maises from pairs that were initially owned by a Jew at the time of the gemar malacha on those pairs that were initially owned by a guy or by a kuti at the time of the gemar malacha. And as Rashi states, avaloi mishal yisal the kesavra of Shimon and Rabbi Yisi meruach avichalim poita v'havle min aptor al achiyav v'min achiyav al aptor, and they're not on the same level. And Ayin Tesis still points out that by the fact we're comparing avichalim and a kuti, so it seems that these mandar amim hold that kuti geir eray yisain, and they weren't considered yidden at all. And before we continue with the third din that is also pasha to Rava, let us point out that the mitzvah to take off challah only begins once flour and water are mixed together and form a dough, which we refer to as gilgal. And similar dinim that apply to afrashas trumas and maaseis apply to afrashas challah. And for example, you can't be mafish min aptor achiyav or min achiyav al aptor. And we now continue on daf samach zayim and aleph, and Rava teaches us gilgal hegdash paita, that just like meruach hegdash is paita min amaisa, the same is true by challah, and gilgal hegdash paita min achallah, that if at the time that the flour and water were mixed together and formed the dough, it was owned by Hegdish, and if someone has pointed the dough from Hegdish after this point, they would not be chayav b'chala, and it wouldn't be considered tevel. And as Rava continues and proves, the Tanan, and as we learned in the Mishnah, Masechtas Chala, Hegdishi Sasa Achle Gilgala, that if a lady has flour and water, and even if they're already in the same bowl, but they were not yet mixed together and did not yet form a dough, and she is makdashit for Hegdish, and then a few moments later, and it's still prior to them mixing the water and flour together, she is pointed in flour and water, so then she's still going to be chayiv to take off challah, as the gilgul ha'isa was not done while in the reshus of Hegdish. And similarly, mishagilgul pedasal chayaves, and even if she already mixed the flour and water together while it was chulin, and then she was makdashit, and then once again she was pointed, so since even prior to being makdashed as dough, the dough was already chayiv in challah, so even though at one point Hegdish owned the dough, and even though certainly if Hegdish would keep the dough, then it would not be a chiyuv of challah. However, lemaisa, if she would be paid the dough, then the chiyuv of challah would still apply, and as Rashi states, to be outheaded in skagla. However, the Mishnah continues and specifically teaches us hegdesha actually gilgal of the gilgla gizba va'akach pedasa pedura shebishas chivasa heisa pedura, that if she was makdish flour and water before it was kneaded together, then the gizba mixed the flour and water together and formed the dough, and then she was paid it. So since at the time that they kneaded the dough together, which is the time that dough becomes mechuyah b'challah, it was owned by Hegdish, so therefore this dough will never be mechuyah b'challah. And the Gemara continues that although in the previous three cases it was pasha to Rava as to what the halacha is, and the first and third cases all agreed, number one, all agreed that meruach Hegdish is paitim in amaisa, in the third case all agree that gilgal Hegdish paitim in achallah, and in the second case it was pasha to Rava that it would be based on machlekes tanoim, as Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda hold meruach akum ino paitim in amaisa, whereas Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon clearly hold meruach akum paitim in amaisa. However, Rava will now continue and ask a shaila regarding a fourth case, and Rava will have a suffix if the same machlekes that we had between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon would apply in this case, or possibly in this case Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda would agree to Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon, as the Gemara will now explain. The Gemara continues by Rava that Rava had a shaila in the following scenario, gilgal evichav mai. Now, what is the halacha in a scenario where a guy owns flour and water, and during the time they owns the flour and water, he mixes them together to form a dough, and then he sells it to a Jew, and would the Yisrael be chayiv and chalo or not? Zok Rava, certainly we know that it's a Mishnah Masechtas Challah that discusses this halacha, as Mr. Tnan, as the Mishnah Masechtas Challah teaches us, gerish niskaya v'hois lo isa, that if a gerish niskaya, and at the time he had flour and water that was about to become a dough, and nasas actually niskaya potter, if we know for certain that he formed it into a dough before he became a ger, and certainly gilgal evichavim is poitim in achallah, and therefore he would not have to take off challah from this dough. However, it was clear mishniskaya that the flour and water only mixed together to form a dough after he already became a ger, then this man of Chiev to take off Challah only happened while he was already Yisrael, and therefore certainly he's Mechuyev to take off Challah. The Mishnah continues that in a case where it's a Suffolk, if it was formed into a dough prior to becoming a Ger or after he became a Ger, so it is a standard Suffolk deraisa, and therefore he's Mechuyev to take off Challah. And certainly it's clear from this Mishnah that this Tana holds Gilgul Chavim is Poitim and Achallah. However, Rava has a Shaila if this Mishnah is going Lekuli Alma, or if this Mishnah is only going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon, that hold Meruach Ebekovim, Poitim and Abaisa, and therefore they would also hold Gilgul Ebekovim, Poitim and Achallah. And as Rava continues to explain, Haman Ktani La, that who is the Tana of this Mishnah, do we say Divri Akoli, Vafidor Amev Rabbi Huda, Kumchai Vihosim Patri Hacha, even according to our main Rabbi Huda that we previously saw that held Meruach Ebekovim, Ina Poitim and Abaisa. However, a main Rabbi Huda would agree to Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon that in a case of Gilgul Ebekovim, then it surely would patim in achallah. Rav now explains that why would we think that there's a difference between the din of meruach and the din of Gilgal? As Rav explains that the reason why we made Rabbi Yehuda hold b'negei meruach avichavim that's patim in amaisa is hasam hu dechsev de goncha yisera have a miyad achamid ve'im miyad achamid al rabbis afil avichavim that specifically b'negei amaisa with a psukim in pashas re'eh as well as in pashas shaitim use the term de goncha 3 times, and as the pasuk states in pashas re'eh in Parakud B is Pasukud Zayin, Leisucha Lecha B'Sherecha Masa De Goncha, and then in Parakud Dalet Pasuk Chav Gimel, the Pasuk states V'Chatal Fnei Hashem Malkecha B'Amoka Mishivcha L'Shakit Shmoy Shom Masa De Goncha, and in Pasha Shevtim in Parakud Ches Pasuk Dalet, the Pasuk states Reishis De Goncha and Chad L'Melev De Goncha V'Loy Digon Hegdesh and Meruach Hegdesh is Poita. Therefore, Yais Luhu Trei De Goncha L'May Digon Avichavim have a Digon Avichavim Miyad Achamiyad the Trei Kroyim and Mighty Lay, and we have a Klal in Miyad Achamid al Rabbis, and as Rashi states, Digan Ivikovim the Chayiv. Therefore, a main Rabbi Yehuda learn that Meruach Ivikovim ain't a poitim in Amaisa. That is specifically why the Chaylik and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon bin Ageir Meruach Ivikovim. However, Abel Hacha Trei Zimni Aris Sechem Ksiv Chadaris Sechem Kadei Sraschem Vechadaris Sechem Voi Isis Ivikovim Voi Isis Hegdish. However, since in Pasha Shlach, when the Torah speaks about the mitzvah of Challah, the pasuk states Rishis Aris Sechem Challah to Rimu Truma Ketrumas Gerian King to Rimu Isa. And then the next pasuk states, "May Rishis Aris Sechem Titun Lashem Truma L'Deri Sechem." And there was only 2 mentions of the word Aris Sechem. From one of the words Aris Sechem, we learn out the share of challah, and we learn out that the only time there's a chiyuv of taking of challah is only when you have the share of an isa, which we will explain later on. Therefore, we're left with only 1 miyut of Aris Sechem in order to teach us Aris Sechem v'loy shel akum v'loy shel hegdish. Therefore, b'negei the chiyuv of challah, Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda agree to the Shita of Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon that not only is Gilgal Hegdish Poitim and Achallah, but Gilgal Akum would also be Poitim and Achallah. And the Gemara continues that the other side of Rav was Oidilma Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon Tani Lo De Kapatri, that this Mishnah is specifically going like Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon, just like they hold Meruach Evichavim Poitim and Amaisa, they also hold Gilgal Evichavim Poitim and Achallah. However, Ramei Rabbi Yehuda Gamri Reishis Reishis Mehasam. Now, although certainly Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda seem to only be Chilk Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon, been a gay maisa since the pasuk states the gun chadon chayisera, and when it was a miyad achamiyad l'rabbis. However, once Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda held meruach avichavim ina poitim in a maisa based on a gzeir shava that connects the din of a maisa sheni and chala, so the same would apply been a gay gilgal avichavim that ina poitim in a chala. The gzeir shava is based on the 2 words rachis that are found by maisa sheni as well as by chala. As in regard to maisa, the pasuk states in pasha shavtim rachis the gun chatirash chavitzure. Of Rishis Gate Sencha Titin Lai, Midgate Achiv of Chalor, the Pasuk and Pasha Schlach tells us Rishis Aris Sechem Chalor, Tirimu Chuma, Kachumas Gurin, Kain Tirimu Esa, and the Pasuk also states Rishis Aris Sechem Titul Hashem, Chuma Lederi Sechem. As Rashi states, Rishis Rishis, Rishis the Gonchon, Rishis Aris Sechem, Malalon, Meruach of Chavon, Lepoto, the Mabinol, Mimir Achamir, so Af Gilgol of Chavmein, a Poito, as we explained. Therefore, initially, Rav had a suffix as to what the Allah would be in the case of Gilgal Chavim, and the Gemara continues on Rava that Rava initially stated Rava da Chazir b'chulma, that it should be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it should be shown to me in a dream as to what the halacha is. However, ultimately the Gemara tells us Hadam Rava, that eventually Rava stated Man da Amir Meruach Chavim Paita Gilgal Chavim Paita, and Man da Amir Meruach Chavim Ina Paita Gilgal Chavim Ina Paita, that according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon that whole Meruach Chavim Paita, so the same would apply by Gilgal Chavim also Paita. just like Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Cholik and Rav Yisro, Rav Shimon, but again, Meruachai V'chavim, and they hold Meruachai V'chavim in a poitim in a maisa, based on this Gzeir Shava, they also learned that Gilgul V'chavim in a poitim in a chala, and the Mishnah Masechtas Chala is specifically going like the Shita of Rav Yisro and Rav Shimon. Before we continue, previously, when the Gemara brought down the limud of the Gancha, so we stated that there were extra limud of the Gancha, as the word Gancha is mentioned three times, and therefore V'mirachamirat and Eim Mirachamirat El Rabbis Afilo V'chavim, and Rashi is bothered in Dibur Maskel V'Eim Mirachamirat El Rabbis V'kasha Mai Chazes to Marbus L'Digan V'chavim Rabbi L'Hegdesh. Why don't we say that Miruach V'chavim would patum in a Maisa, while based on Eim Mirachamirat we would state that Miruach Hegdesh would not patum in a Maisa? Rashi explains Turitz Mistavro V'chavim Havle L'Rubuye Shekhen Necho B'Lei Pidyon Kishel Yisrael Ayin Rashi. And keep in mind that when we learned our Gemara, we were Gurus B'Negeir V'Sisichem, that Chadar V'Sisichem K'dei Yisaskem V'Chadar V'Sisichem V'Lei Yisas V'Chavim V'Lei Yisas Hegdish. And L'Chir, according to Rashi, how do we know V'Lei Yisas V'Chavim V'Lei Yisas Hegdish? Maybe our V'Sisichem should only be Ma'ayit Yisas Hegdish and not Yisas V'Chavim. So based on this problem, so Tesis and the Shita are actually Gurus differently in our Gemara. They are Gurus Chadar V'Sisichem V'Lei Yisas V'Chavim V'Chadar V'Sisichem V'Lei Yisas Hegdish. They will learn the din of k'dei yisaskem from a different limud, and ayin teisus dibur maskel chadar yisaseichem v'lo yisus v'chavim chadar yisaseichem v'lo yisus hegdish. That leidok that the gemara was not medayik properly. The mikar havli lemuute yisus hegdish to mistavet fei, as the guest in the gemara really should have been chadar yisaseichem v'lo yisus hegdish. And only after we know v'lo yisus hegdish, then we can learn chadar yisaseichem v'lo yisus v'chavim. And we also mentioned that we will get back to this point, as the gemara stated chadar yisaseichem k'dei yisaskem. Not all dough is chayiv and chala, and there's a shear to the size of dough in order to become chayiv and chala. That size is based on the portion of mon that Klal Yisrael received in the midbar, which the Torah tells us in Pashas B'Shalach was oimer l'gogoyles. Then the last pasuk in Perek Das Zayin states va'oimer asir se'ifahu, and therefore the shear of chala is asir se'ifa. The measurement of asir se'ifa is 43 1/5 beim, or 5/4 of a kav, or 1 1/4 kav. And Ayin Tesis, who brings down the Gemara Masechtas Irvin on that pay gimel and aleph, the lafir abiesi, you have to add on 5% ayin sham. And our Gemara now continues, esvira popular rava, that rava just stated that according to Rav Meir Rabbi Yehuda, that meruach evichavim poiter, so gilgul evichavim was also poiter, and according to Rav Shimon and Rabiesi, that meruach evichavim ain't a poiter, that gilgul evichavim ain't a poiter. And Rav Papa is from the following brisa, as the brisa teaches, evichavim shehifrish petach amor, vichala, moedina yisei shu potar, vichalosi nechal sazorim, upetach hamar goes to Ivibai, that since we know that if a bechor is born to a chamar, that the chamar is also ba'ana, and one must redeem it with a sheep or a goat, and then give that to a kohen. If a goy has a donkey and it gives birth to her firstborn male, or if a goy already mixed up his flour and water and prepared a dough, and then he became a ger, and he now takes a seh, and he redeems his petach hamar, or he takes off challah from his dough, and generally challah is supposed to go to a kohen, and is also lazarim, just like truma. So in this case, the Rabbanon would be medea him that he could actually have anah from his petach hamar, as he never had a din of petach hamar since it was born to him while he was a guy. And in addition, they will inform him that the challah that he took off is really not challah, and therefore could even be eaten by a zar. And this brisa clearly holds that gilgul evichavim poitim in a challah, and since this dough was already formed while he was a guy, so it was potim in a challah. And Rav Papa's medayek hachu masa asura, that's mashma from this brisa, that if while he was still a guy, he had a pile that he smoothed out, and he would still be chayiv in truma. And after he becomes a ger, any truma that he takes off would be considered truma. And it must be that this brisa holds that meruach evichavim ain't a poiter min a truma. And this brisa is going like the shita Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore a papa brings a raya against Rava. But haitana da omer meruach evichavim ain't a poiter, and even so he holds gilgul evichavim poiter. And the Gemara continues with another question of Rava. Va'oid esvir Ravina l'Rava, and Ravina asked the following question to Rava from another brisa. As the brisa teaches, chalas evichavim ba'aretz to chumaser b'chutzlaretz moedina yisei shu potar, that if a goy takes off challah from his dough, even from truma that grew in Eretz Yisrael, certainly if the dough belonged to Yisrael, then the chiyuv to take off challah would be mederaisa. And in addition, if a goy takes off truma on grains that grew in chutzlaretz, where even if he would be Yisrael, it would only be chayiv and truma midrabanan. Then specifically in these cases, so we medea him that he's potter from taking off challah and truma, and therefore chalasa Nechal Sazarim, his challah that he took off, would not be considered Kaddish at all and could be eaten by Zarim. And the chumasai ainu medamas, and even if the piece of chum that he took off to give to a kohen would fall into a mixture, either of things which are tevel or things that are mesukin, then it would not affect the mixture at all. And Ravina is medayif from this brisa that the brisa clearly tells us that the only time that this din applies is only on tefuah that grew in chutz laretz, and since the entire chiyuv to take off chuma on tefuah of chutz laretz, even for Yisrael, would only be midrabanan, and therefore we say that a meruach evichavim would pater it from chuma, and it's mashmah chumaser ba'aretz asuro midamas, that if he would actually take off chuma from tefuah that grew in Eretz Yisrael, where Yisrael would be chayiv to take off chuma midiraisa, then the chuma that he took off would have to go to a kohen and would be asal azarim, and if it fell into a mixture of peiros tevel or peiros mesukin, then it would be midamas, and it would ask in a mixture. And clearly from this diag we see that the tanoim of this brisa must be going like Rami and Rabbi Huda, that meruach evichavim ino poitim in amaisa, and even so they hold that gilgal evichavim poitim in achala. And the Gemara answers that really the brises that Rav Papa brought down and Ravina brought down are really going like the shita Rabbi Yisi and Rav Shimon, really midiraisa, just like they hold gilgal evichavim poitim in achala, so they would also hold meruach evichavim poitim in amaisa. Even so, we're able to be medayik from this brisa that they would still be mechayiv someone to take off chuma, even though meruach was done by an evichavim, and that is only based on takon rabbanon and exerid rabbanon. And as the Gemara explains, midrabbanon exerid mishum balikisim, that rabbanon made exerid that although midiraisa meruach evichavim poitim in amaisa, however rabbanon stated that we will not allow meruach evichavim to patim in amaisa. And Rashi brings down two explanations as to the exerid, as zok Rashi at the bottom of Amid exerid mishum balikisim ashirim. It's referring to people that had a lot of money and they were wealthy, shaleichim tefuah mechamarim, and they would buy tefuah from donkey drivers. So then they will say that just like it's mutter to buy from donkey drivers that are goyim, so it's also mutter to buy tefuah from Jewish sellers and not take off baiser. And Rashi continues, lishnachrinam shum balikisin sheishlan kakois habe v'chosam arei maiseres, that we're referring to wealthy people that owned a lot of land and had a lot of grain, and therefore they would have to take off a lot of maiser. So in order to avoid having to pay so much truma as a maiseres, so they would enter into a heta mechira, and they would sell their tefuah to a goy, and the goy would then do meruach on all of his crops, and then he would sell all the crops back to the Yisrael, and the Yisrael would become potter min ha-maiser min ha-truma. Therefore, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon held that even though midiraisa they would be potter, however, the Rabbanon made exira, and midirabbanon they would still have to take off truma and maiseres. And we continue on daf samach zayin and obeys, and the Gemara is hi-hachi chalanami, that if you're saying the Rabbanon made exira because of these wealthy people, so they should make the same gzeir but the gei chala. And why is it that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon agree that gilgal evichavim poitim in achala, and we don't make a gzeir? And the Gemara explains that since a person understood that when he makes bread, there's ways around having a chiyuv of chala, as the afilo pachas mechameshes revoim kamach va'oid, as he could always bake the bread in small batches and 5 quarters of kamach and a little bit more. And as we explained, Rabbi Yisrael added on an extra 5%. And as Rashi states, claim alahachil gazrin b'chala, the aviboy lerume musil lerume b'atira, as if they would want to be ma'arim, they had a way to avoid taking off chala in a way that was mutar, and they wouldn't have to come on to a chukha tula of heta mechira. However, the Gemara still bothered trumanami efshed avlok rabbi isha, that even by truma there's a way that they could actually avoid taking off trumas and maiseres based on the din of rabbi isha, which would be beheter. And if so, why do we have to make a gzira, as certainly they wouldn't have to go and make a heta mechira? And of course, we have the famous din of rabbi isha, that if someone wants to avoid taking off trumas and maiseres, then ma'arim and Rabbi Isha gives 2 eitzos. And as we already mentioned, that the only way that someone is chayiv in chumas and maaseh is only after performing the gemar malacha to the tefuah and performing meruach and removing the chaff from the grain, and also the grain has to go in through his front door of his house or the front door of his chatzar after the chaff was already removed and it's only grain. And therefore, Rabbi Isha explains that there are 2 eitzos. That either one could take his grain and he could bring it into his home while the chaff is still on the grain, and therefore midiraisa there would not be a chiyuv to take off chumas and maaseres, or even if he already removed the chaff from the tefuah, he could bring the grain into his home by going through his rooftop or through his storage area, since it was not rav pnei abayis. Therefore midiraisa would not be chayiv in chumas and maaseres. Therefore he'd be able to serve this tefuah to his behemoth even as a sudas kva, and he himself would be able able to eat this tvua as an achilas aroi. Ayn Rashi b'moitshlo kein meichel behema u'meichel behema potem and amaisa and lishnachuna b'moitshlo shlo yirah pnei abayis. And therefore, the kernel never actually saw the face of the house, as the kernel of grain is still covered by its chaff. And Rashi continued derech gagois and derech harfifiyos the in tevel mukvul amaisa ad shechnisu derech chotzer abayis yichsiv achlu b'sherecha v'saveyu. And we just explained this din based on Rashi, and as Rashi's mashma over here, and Rashi specifically in Masechtas Brachos states that midraisa there is no chiyuv of truma at all, and it's not considered tevel at all. However, abanan da'asur achilas kva b'davish le'nigmum lachdai, and even prior to bringing it into one's home, it was always asur b'achilim midrabanan to eat achilas kva, aval achilas aroi le'asur u'michel behim aroyu, and michel behim is always considered achilas aroi. And as Rashi states in Masechtas Pesachim, kadesh tehe behem ta'echelas v'afilu kva calls man she'in shem garani shel tevel love in asur b'achilas aroi, that even a person can eat achilas aroi v'chol achilas behim le'gazur lo m'shum achilas kva. And Rashi continues aval michel adam nehid le'tavu midraisa miu afilu kodem ruach asur lechel kva b'kuli gemara. However, I in the second of the wide lines in Taisus in our sugya, where he brings from Rabbeinu Ephraim that although it's true that while the tvua is in the field, then there's a gzeir drabbanon that a person cannot eat from this tvua as achilas kva. However, this harama actually went even a step further, and once you bring it into your house, not only could you feed this tvua to your behema, but a person could even eat achilas kva. And as Rabbeinu Ephraim states, the la adam atzmo nami shari, that even for a person it would be mutter to eat achilas kva ubehemte denokat. And the reason why Agamar brought down only b'negei behema lefishu dakir laharim b'loshin zeh shel tzerich behemte machnes shem espayes loyim letzerich atzmai ba'af gad achilas kva also koydim rias pnei abayis haynu hechad yochel lovel udechiyev kishiyur pnei abayis aval hechad shechnisu b'meishala u'merchu b'bayis shuvein yochel lovel udechiyevoid. And since this grain will never become mechuyev in trumas ha'maisos, therefore the rabbanon was not mesakin that one cannot eat achilas kva ayin shom. And Agamar continues to explain that the reason why the Rabbanan only made Xer b'negei Truma and not b'negei Chala, as Hasam b'fahesya zil b'milsa, since if one would want to be Ma'arim like Rabbi Isha, then he would have to do so b'fahesya, and everyone will be able to see that he's actually bringing his Tfuah into his home b'mishla, or he's bringing a Derech Gagas v'Derech Hafifreis, so therefore he's embarrassed, and he'd rather go and sell it to a guy and do a Heta Mechira. And therefore the Rabbanan made Xer that even if someone does a Heta Mechira, they're still going to be chayiv in trumas ha'maisos. However, b'negei chala, since it's possible to do a betzina as someone just making smaller batches of dough in his house, and therefore he's not embarrassed to do so, and therefore he has no reason to make a heta mechir with a guy. And that's why Rabbanan did not make a gzeira b'negei chala mishum bali kisim. And we continue with the new mishnah, and the previous mishnah on daf samach heyom and aleph discussed the process of harvesting the stalks of barley until they actually made it into flour, and they would use the yisurin of the best part of the barley flour. The Mishnah continues, Balay the Yisarin, that once they already have an Yisarin of barley flour, Nasan Shamnei v'Levanasai, then they place Shemen into the Kli, as well as the Levina into the Kli, and they didn't mix the Levina into the Shemen or the Seiles, as the Levina was kept separately. And as we know, that when bringing a Mincha, one has to take a Kmitza of flour that does not have any Levina in the Kmitza. And after they did so, they placed the flour into the Kli, and they mixed the flour and oil together, and then Yotzak, they poured more oil onto the mixture, ubalal, and they mixed it once again. And the Mefarshim actually explained that there were three times that they actually poured oil into the mincha, and then heinif vehigish, they did tzufa to the mincha, and they also brought the mincha to the southwest corner of the mizbeach, and they touched the kli to the southwest corner of the mizbeach. And finally, kamatz, the kohen did kmitza, as anything done prior to kmitza was muta bizar, and it's only me kmitza ve'ilich that required a kohen vehikter, and then the kohen was makter on the mizbeach. And the Kohenim were then able to eat the rest of the Mincha. And the Mishnah now brings a machlekes between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, as Ramei holds Mishikar Va'ime Yoitzin Ma'itzin Shuklu Shlayim Shu Molly Kamach Vikoli Shaloi Bertain Chachamim Div Ramei. The Ramei tells us that on the second day of Pesach, on Tez Zayin Nisan, which is the first day of Chol Hamoed, immediately after they were Makar the Imer, and now Chodosh was Mutar, so the storekeepers already were prepared, and they already ground flour, and they already toasted kernels in order to sell in the marketplace, and immediately the marketplace was full with fresh flour as well as with fresh toasted kernels. And Ramea holds that this was done shalei b'tzein chachamim, as the chacham were concerned that if someone was going to prepare chadash prior to the heta of eating chadash, chadash, then maybe while they're preparing the chadash, they would actually eat from chadash. And as the pasuk tells us in Pashas Emor, v'lechem mekoli v'chama loyseichlu ad etzem eyum azeh ala v'yacham es korban alakechem chukas elum deyoseichem mechol meishveiseichem. However, Rabbi Yehuda imer b'rtzein chachamim hoyoisin. Rabbi Yehuda held that this was done b'rtzein chachamim, and the chachamim were not geizer that they should not prepare the flour or the toasted kernels, and they were actually happy that Klal Yisrael had what to eat on Chol HaMoed, and they were able to eat from the new Truah. And Ayin Rashi, Shiloi B'Rtzein Chachamim, the Gezrin, Hashem Yoichel Kashi Yixar, V'Yoichel Chodesh Koidem O'Imer, V'Zek She Kvar Hu Kamach, V'Adei Nixar Koidem O'Imer. And Ayin Mepharshim will point out that in the Mishnah, Daf Ayin Aleph, we will learn that there's an Issa D'Raisa to cut any Truah prior to the O'Imer, and how could our Mishnah teach us that it was only Shiloi B'Rtzein Chachamim, L'Chir, there's an Issa D'Raisa to cut any Truah, based on the Mishtayis later on, and the Gemaris later on, we will see that it was only gossip to cut in a normal fashion and with a sickle. However, if someone pulled out tefuah with their hands or in a beis hashlochim, where if you didn't cut the tefuah, then it would get ruined. But in those cases, it was mutter to cut tefuah even before bringing the imer ayin sham. And finally, ayin in the second to bottom tesis in Yimu Maskel Yatzik Ubalol, that tesis bothered that since the Mishnah is giving the exact procedure of bringing the Karim Mincha, so tema d'loi toni melech k'd toni b'akar mitraba le'yatzik le'bolol le'malach, and the Mefarshim explain that our Mishnah is only bringing those dinim that are specifically relevant to a Karban Mincha, and Melech was placed on all Karbanais, and as the Pasuk states, I'll call Karban Mincha Takar Melech, and we will stop over here.